Welcome to the HCM Technology News Roundup. It's August 17th, 2020, and I'm Mark Pfeffer, editor of the HCM Technology Report. Today's roundup is brought to you by ADP. Its next-gen HCM is designed for how teams work. It helps you break down silos, improve engagement and performance, and create a culture of connectivity. Learn more at flowofwork.adp.com. Facial recognition is new to HCM technology, but the pandemic's led more companies to adopt it. They want to use it to manage their employees' return to work. It can help their efforts to automatically scan workplaces and people, to monitor temperatures or the number of folks in a given space and things like that. But the technology comes with some baggage, even besides privacy. Last year, the federal government reported that systems used by law enforcement misidentified African American and Asians 10 to 100 times more than they did Caucasians. And now there's a new rub. The Wall Street Journal says some businesses, just a few, have begun using software that detects race as they study customer behavior. The field is still developing, the journal says, and just how this kind of race detection software will be used down the road isn't clear. But both academics and businesses see the potential to drive discrimination, and that could get in the way of widespread adoption. These tools fall under the heading of facial analysis as opposed to facial recognition. They use AI to scan eyebrows, scan cheekbones, and other features, which they then analyze for gender, age, race, or even emotions and attractiveness. If it sounds expensive, it's not. That's another rub. One company sells its package for about $1,200. Some researchers say these tools can be amazingly accurate, but others argue they shouldn't be used at all. They say the risks are too great even when they're hidden. For instance, a package could read facial expressions during a job interview, then inadvertently discriminate if it began to factor race into any of its conclusions. Other news. Salesforce launched survey tools to help businesses collect real-time feedback from employees and customers. Called Feedback Management, the tools are integrated into Salesforce to compile information across multiple channels. JobVite expanded its Evolve framework to provide employers with a more holistic assessment of their talent acquisition operations. The idea is to drive consensus, increase efficiency, and identify specific actions to take in order to align people, processes, and technology. Edcast launched new career pathing and internal mobility solutions. The tools help HR and managers address internal mobility and talent management questions and guide employees to help address their upskilling needs. Learning platform Open Sesame will deliver courses through SumTotal's talent development solution. The integration expands SumTotal's library of training content to include more languages and formats. And finally, Paylocity added a new tool to its community engagement and collaboration module. It's called Ask an Expert, and it helps employees get information from payroll, benefits, tech support, or on other topics. This has been the HCM Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. It's brought to you by ADP NextGen HCM, designed for how teams work. Learn more at flowofwork.adp.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.